Well, I think the public should look at this vote as having a mine is an opportunity for some significant economic investment and job creation up in the northern part of our state, and a project that can be done very safely using modern technology and modern environmental laws. So we think there's an opportunity for a real win-win here with mining investment and environmental protection.
How does the new mining law tie into this?
Well, I think that we've always had strong mining laws in Wisconsin, and there were some mining laws changed earlier this year that I think keep the same level of protections. The new mining law didn't change any air quality standards or water quality standards or groundwater, you know, drinking water quality standards. So any mine would continue to need to meet all of those stringent health-based standards. But the permitting process itself was streamlined in a way that I think makes it easier for somebody who wants to, you know, consider making an investment in a mine, make it easier for them to navigate that process in a transparent and efficient way.
There's been quite a bit of talk about job creation. What type of job creation are you seeing from your perspective?
Well, if you look at a study that was published earlier this month by the Center for Research on the Wisconsin Economy out of UW-Madison, they're projecting 350 actual mining jobs would be created if a mine comes to Oneida County. And those jobs, and I think this is key, those jobs would be projected to pay an average of just over $72,000 per year, which is really significant because that's 85% higher than what the average wage is in Oneida County. In addition to those direct jobs, there's an equal number, about 350 of indirect jobs that would be created to support the mine. And then it's estimated that a mine of the magnitude that's being discussed for the Lynn deposit there would result in over 1,200 construction jobs being created over a two-year period as a result of a $250 million capital investment to get the mine up and running. So I think we're talking about some really, really significant economic opportunity for Oneida County and some incredibly well-paying jobs for the 350 mining workers that would be working at the mine.
Many of those jobs would be for very specialized positions, though, wouldn't they? Or is it just general? You mentioned some general construction, but many would be specialized jobs, right?
Well, I think if you look at other types of metallic mines in other states like Minnesota and Michigan, you're talking about people who have, you know, skills that, you know, are very much like skills that already exist up in the North Woods, people who can, you know, drive a bulldozer or a dump truck or a backhoe, or who can, you know, operate other types of mining equipment. There's a lot of different jobs and certainly operating one of the, you know, gigantic, shovels that's used in mining. That particular job is quite specialized, but the maintenance and the transportation and all of those jobs associated with a mine, those are skill sets that are pretty commonly found in the workplace today.
Some folks are quite concerned about the environmental effects. Does that weigh it off at all from your perspective, or is it still worth the risk from your perspective?
Well, I think the environment is really important, and everybody wants a clean environment. I think that it's understandable that people have fears that, you know, there could be water quality problems and so forth, because, you know, many, many decades ago, when mining was largely unregulated in this country, you did have instances where the waste rock was not properly disposed of, and that created problems. But we've got modern environmental laws on the books now. Mining is incredibly heavily regulated. And our technology today, is leaps and bounds better than what it was in the 1930s and 1940s. What we know for sure is that this type of mining can be done in a very environmentally protective manner. And in fact, our environmental laws and our mining permitting laws require that. The fact is that you will not get a mine permitted in Wisconsin anywhere, including in Oneida County, unless a mining company can demonstrate that they can meet all of our stringent environmental regulations. The only thing I would add is just that it's a tremendous economic opportunity for the area. And again, it can be done in an environmentally protective way, and our statutes require that it would have to be done in an environmentally protective way. And I think it's important for people to understand that part of our mining law isn't just the permits to protect air quality and water quality and drinking water, but it's also that a mining company, before they can even begin digging, has to put up the financial resources in advance to cover the entire reclamation of the mining property, including financial assurances 40 years in advance to help pay for any unforeseen problems that would occur at a mine, and also has to provide financial assurance from 250 years into the future after the mine closes, so that there's no question that the environment will be protected, and even if something unforeseen happens, the financial resources are sitting over at the Department of Natural Resources to address them immediately, and the environmental monitoring will be occurring continually in real time. So if there ever was a hiccup, that'll be detected right away, and the resources will be there to address it. So I think it's important for people to understand that there are so many different layers and levels of protections for the environment built into our mining law, and the requirement that companies provide the resources necessary to do that on an upfront basis.